With your hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Yes, well, that's a slightly different introduction, isn't it, to Who Cares Wins here on a Monday, the 21st of December. Yes, it's me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson. I'm in the studio with Santa Ted. Yes, you've probably seen it on Twitter. I decided to be a bit mad. Well, it makes a change really, doesn't it? And decided that as I'm Billy No Mates, or versus Angela No Mates, because dear old Jan is out working and sorting out all sorts of things in readiness for her, hopefully, rest time over the Christmas season. So, Jan, I miss you, but I will see her in the new year. So, in the meantime, you've got little old me today. Santa Ted is going to try and help, but so far, at the moment, he seems to be quite quiet. Strange, really. Although I'm a bit scared. If he does come alive, I probably will run out of the studio. So, yes, it's me. But I'm going to be looking at Christmas well-being today, as well as sharing all sorts of information that I've been finding on the internet, this marvellous source of information, and digging through my old files of when I used to teach stress management and well-being and health and well-being in the workplace. So, yes, I'm going to sort of just ramble, really. So if you want to stop me rambling, which is probably a good idea, I've got some music, which I will obviously play, and it does have a Christmas theme. And, of course, more importantly, I'd like to hear from you, our wonderful listeners, who without you and your support and your likes on Facebook and your Twitter retweets and your contact via LinkedIn as well, then we wouldn't be going. This show would have died long ago. But unfortunately for you, or maybe fortunately, it is still going. Nearly 3 years, would you know, come March next year, we will be 3 years old. I know, doesn't time fly? So I'm here. I'm going to talk about health and well-being, but I think if you want to contact me, then I think it's much better to hear and share tips from all around the globe. And if you're listening in from overseas, then good morning, good night, good evening, wherever you are. And thank you for joining me here on Channel Radio. Yes, tuning in via channelradio.co.uk or via the TuneIn app or via the Channel Radio's Facebook page. And you can contact me here in the studio direct. You can either use Twitter. I have a Twitter feed here, so you can use our Twitter handle, which is @CaresWins. And I'm just making sure that we have all my latest up-to-date screens on view. So, yes, @CaresWins on Twitter. If you want to contact me via Facebook and post a comment, then please do. Our Facebook page is obviously Who Cares Wins Radio. And, of course, if you want to make it quick, easy, have a chat with me, cheer me up in the studio, then, of course, contact me on 01-303-874-998. And I can see my friend outside, my wonderful little chocolate Labrador, wandering around in the pouring rain, bless him. So, yes, contact me. Let me know about your Christmas well-being tips. And they may not just be related to people. Don't forget, if you have animals and pets, then do share any well-being and Christmassy tips related to the season, the festivities, especially come the new year with fireworks galore that may go off. But it was interesting listening to, if you were listening to Channel Radio just earlier there before we came live, you will have heard Mikey T's Nonstop 80s, I was going to say track, but it's his show. And it was interesting because I was bopping along to in the green room to it. One of the songs that came up was On My Own, which I thought was quite appropriate for me. And then, of course, dear old Level 42, which really got me in the groove before I came on onto the air. So first of all, let's look at a few bits of information for you. Now, remember last week we talked to you about Miriam McGuirk. And you may recall that she's been on the show before and she's been on Business Bunker as well. A wonderful, wonderful lady and a wonderful author. Now, you may recall that at the end of last week's show, I did announce in my dazed, foggy state, and I am slowly coming out of it, that we do have another competition. So I thought, first and foremost, let's just remind you all about this wonderful competition, because you can start now to enter. We're not actually announcing the winner until live on the show on February the 1st, when we're live with Miriam in the studio talking about her books and her update from since we've last seen her. But in the meantime, she has generously offered to give away a copy of each of her new books. She's got two new books out. One is called Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary. And also A Pocket for Inspiration, or A Pocket of Inspiration. So there's two books there that she's published, and she has very generously decided, let's give them away to one winner from our Christmas and New Year competition. So here's the competition. Here's what you have to do. It's ever, ever so easy. It's Who Cares Wins. We wouldn't make it hard, would we? All you need to do is via our usual contact routes, and it's up to you whether you use Twitter, whether you use Facebook, or whether you email us. It's up to you. Or you can use our LinkedIn group, Who Cares Wins. It's up to you. But any of those methods, we will be checking them daily, weekly. That's something to keep me amused over the season. I want you to use the hashtag inspire so we can try and collate them all together. And literally, thinking about that word inspire, think about something that inspires you. So let us know if it's a quote or a motto that inspires you, and perhaps it's something you live by. Maybe it's something you have on your office wall or your bedroom wall or your little den or your man shed or your woman cave or your woman shed, whatever you call them. And you just have something that is a little quote. It might be on a little plaque, and it's something that you feel that when you read it, it raises good feeling emotions within you. It makes you get up into action if you're feeling a bit down and not quite sure what to do and not motivated. You read this quote or you read this motto or this phrase, and it just spurs you back into action and realizes what's more important in life. So we'd love to hear from you. We've already had a couple of entries, so do get thinking. You can enter as many times as you like. There's no conditions, terms and conditions. We don't go down that route. So the only highlight is that you have to obviously use the online mechanisms. There's no written work here. Although I suppose you could send it into Channel Radio at the Romney Marsh address down at Hagelands Farm if you wanted to. But of course, it's easier probably for you, and you can be sitting at home with your feet up and you suddenly have the aha moment and you think, yes, I'm going to send that in with my inspire hashtag and see if I can win two of Miriam's wonderful books. Of course, if you want to know more about Miriam's books, you don't have to wait until she's on air on the February the 1st. But of course, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love you to tune in when you're around at 12 noon or listen back later. But of course, if you want to find out a bit more about Miriam, you've never heard from her before, why not? You should be looking and following on Twitter. Her wonderful website is talesfromturkey.com. So again, talesfromturkey.com. You can also, if you wish to buy the books now and you can't wait to see if you'll be in as a winner, then by all means, talesfromturkey.com/buy-now. So you don't even have to wait. But it might be a wonderful Christmas gift. You could even send in your competition entry, and if you win, you may decide to actually donate them as a gift to someone else. Perhaps you feel that they would, once you've read them, maybe you could pass them on. So yeah, that's our competition that we've got running between now and really February the 1st, although we'll go to the end of January before we then, Jan and I, collate and then liaise with Miriam and decide on the winner, which Miriam will announce on Monday. So get thinking caps on. And just to remind you, we did have the winner announced last week also of the competition, another book one, when we had Shirley Palmer, the author of 12 Words, and she was announcing that she would give away three books. And so she actually announced via email to me last week the winners, and I have sent your books to you. So if you're tuned in, and that's our lovely Sian Murphy from Women in Business Radio Show, she also retweets a lot of our information that we send out. So with our book and our competition, she was one of our massive retweeters relating to that, and Shirley thanks her very much. So Sian, we've sent it to the Ruby Marketeers address, so that's winging its way onto you now. Victoria Shepherd of the media, I can't remember her, oh, that's awful. I have to remind it while I'm on the music playing. I'll have a look. And Victoria Shepherd, and also Sarah Newell at Pillory Barn. So congratulations once again for your massive support and sharing the information about Shirley's books. And of course, they are now in the post with Santa's sleigh. Hopefully they'll get to you before Christmas and you can use some of your downtime perhaps to have a little read and digest. So today is Monday the 21st, and a lot of people believe, remember, highlight, go on, moan, that it's the shortest day. Well, is it? Is it the shortest day? If we look at the information out there on the World Wide Web, it is the winter solstice, and it's usually around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, sometimes even the 20th of December. So if you want to be official, then do have a look on the websites. For example, there's all sorts of websites about time and winter solstice, because actually the official winter solstice this year is actually tomorrow at 4:49 in the morning. So 04:49 GMT time. The sun will be rising at 8:04 in Stonehenge. So if you're there, sitting there looking at the stones, 8:04 is when the sun will rise. And the winter solstice obviously happens every year. In the UK, it's the most, when the sun reaches the most southerly declination. I can't even speak today. Maybe I should go home and leave it to Santa Ted. So the North Pole is tilted furthest away from the sun. So we get the fewest hours of sunlight today / tomorrow. And of course, the opposite happens in June when we have the longest amount of daylight sunshine hours. I know you might not be able to see the sunshine today. Unfortunately, there are a few grey things in the way between our sun and us. But of course, it is out there. You can see daylight. So the sun has risen and it is up at the moment. But obviously tomorrow morning, it will be up at the latest time, 8:04. So tomorrow, make the most of the shortest daylight hours. It's still, I know, it's still 24 hours in a day. But of course, it's the daylight hours that we're talking about. So do take time to think about, how can I maximize the amount of the daylight that I'm going to have today? Can I get out there? For example, you know, I always bang on about getting outside, getting some fresh air. Yes, I know I'm mad. And in fact, I'll just add to my madness for you, listener, just to back up and to really prove that I'm mad. Yesterday, my husband and I decided to go for a short walk, a little stroll, and we decided, hey, why don't we sit and have something to eat? It's lunchtime. I'm peckish, need some food, need some energy. So we decided that we would wander down to the wonderful cafe that is down, just literally down the road from us in Westgate-on-Sea in Kent. And we went down to the West Bay Caff and we sat outside. Yes, we were the only ones. And no, we weren't smoking. And we decided that we'd sit outside and we'd have our munchies while we then looked across the sea into oblivion. Obviously into the horizon. Yes, there's a few wind farms in the way, but it's still a good view down there. And yes, we were wrapped up. We had our coats, we have our gloves on, but it also felt great just to sit there with the fresh air and just, I think my chips actually, oh, did I announce I had chips? Oops. Yes, I did. And some soup. It just tasted so much better than actually going home, sitting indoors, inside, although I haven't actually put my heating on yet. Have you? Have you put your heating on? Are you sitting there with blankets and nice furry slippers, or are they all wrapped up for Christmas yet and we haven't got them? So yes, I enjoyed my day sitting outside. I know we're mad, but hey, it was nice to actually just appreciate. And that's really one of the themes of today is gratitude. That's one of the big things that came up. And a lot of people have blogs out there. A lot of people have websites with Christmas tips, top tips for health, for food, for how to cook the turkey. And there is obviously, again, information overload on what we can and can't do or shouldn't do over Christmas with regards to our waistlines. But actually the biggest theme was this whole area of gratitude, which I obviously want to come on to a little bit later. But one thing that I did post, and I've shared it on our Facebook page, I came across it through my Twitter timeline. And the little picture that was posted was Christmas is forever. And I just thought, yes, actually, we do sometimes, maybe not all of you out there, but some of you might be nodding heads when I say that we can get a bit carried away at this time of year with Christmas. With, I can see flashing lights. Let's see who we've got on the phone. Bear with me, caller. Hello, who do I have on the radio, on the phone? Can I hear you? Oh, hang on. Let me see if I can turn you up. One moment. I can't seem to get you on my... On my... Oh, hang on. What's going on here? Aha. Are you on now? Let's see if I can hear you, caller. Nope. What's going on? I've got my on light on the phone. I've pressed the buttons. Can you hear me? Is there anybody there? Nobody's there. Interesting. Well, I do apologise. I've got all my buttons working, but unfortunately, nothing is coming through. So I will hang up and maybe you could try again for me, caller. 01303-874-998, and I will try my best. Maybe I will play a tune and see what happens with my deck and see if I can get you on the line. Let's have a bit of music while I see if I can do any more magic things with this deck. I'm going to have a bit of Jackson 5, and this is all about gratitude again. Give love on Christmas Day. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of Jackson 5 there with a bit of Christmas groove going on. Now, I hope that I've managed to press all the right buttons. And if I now say, hello, Hazel.
Hello.
She's there on the telephone. It works. I am a magician with the buttons. So welcome, Hazel Adley. You may recall, listener, that Hazel joined us nearly a year ago on this show talking about goals. So it might be quite good, Hazel. Maybe we need to get people, our listeners, to perhaps reflect on that show and actually, did they do anything? And then how's it gone? Maybe they need to reflect. But how's business? How are things, Hazel?
Oh, things are amazing. As ever, I feel very lucky and blessed to do a job I love.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I know a lot of people don't have that or don't feel that way about what they do.
Very true.
Yeah, I'm loving doing what I'm doing. There's always more to do.
Yes.
And my online program, Design Life You Love, starts again in January, so it's busy. Busier over Christmas than what I'd like, even though I'm grateful for it. But it's all really, really good fun.
Oh, brilliant. So let's just remind you listeners that your Design a Life workshop, so it's a day, isn't it? A day's workshop.
Actually, this one is a 10-week online group coaching program.
Oh, I say.
So, yeah. This is like, if you know you need to make changes in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe you've had big personal change. Maybe you just, your life doesn't fit you so great now. This is a kind of 10-week process of modules and live group coaching calls to kind of take you through designing a life you're going to really love living.
Fantastic.
I did a pilot in autumn and it was amazing. So, and it's an alternative to actually setting New Year's resolutions. It's actually what suits you, what's going to really work. So, yeah, that's kind of my current project.
Brilliant. So when does that kick off, Hazel? Let's tell our listeners and shout about it.
That is on the 12th of January it starts.
12th.
Oh, and there's an early bird until the 31st of December. Although I didn't actually come on to talk about that.
No. You know me, Hazel. It's any opportunity for people to, remind you what you're doing, and it's out there, and let the public know. But yes, more importantly, we talked about Christmas well-being. So have you got some lovely hints and tips for our listeners?
I've got a couple of things that jumped to mind. The first one was around seasonal living. So I used to go to Tai Chi, and I still do sometimes go to Tai Chi with Matthew Brewer, who runs a Tai Chi school in Canterbury. And he talked a lot about, if you imagine like the bulbs over the seasons, in winter they withdraw down into the earth and conserve their energy.
They do
that so that when it comes to spring, they're ready to surge the energy up to push the shoot up.
Yes.
And so there's this thinking that our bodies are a little bit like that. That we naturally want to kind of withdraw in and hibernate and go slower. The body's tighter at this time of year.
Yeah.
So the thinking is that to live in line with this season, we kind of do what we can to conserve energy. So it's not the time of year to say take up running. If you've never done it before, it's not the time of year to like overexert your body.
Absolutely.
So anything that's like majorly sweating, maybe avoid that. Mm. And stuff like, if you're going to have a drink, have a hot drink, because the body uses energy to heat a cold drink up to body temperature.
Uh-huh.
So it's things like that. And resting as well. It might be that you just need a bit more sleep at this time of year. So if you're able to adjust your sleep timings to just allow that extra hour or so, or napping, which I personally like as a self-employed person, power nap.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Although I often would be known to have my little naps even when I used to be employed. But appropriately, yes, it might be that I was waiting for people to arrive for my training course and I'd got in early, so I'd have a little snooze at the chair, but nobody else was around.
I like to think of it as now, like a meditative break.
Yes. I like it. Talking all the good stuff, Hazel.
Shut your eyes. Do your breathing and let your mind wander. Mm. And that can be really rejuvenating, especially at this time of year, being that it's about conserving energy. And the other thing I wanted to mention was about lots of people at this time of year are thinking like about New Year's resolutions, starting to think about, I don't know, I should lose weight, I should get fit. And what I would say is anything, as you're starting to build these, and I think it's a lovely time to ponder, first look at what went really well over the current year.
Absolutely.
What were your highlights? You know, what was really lovely and juicy and fun and yummy? And perhaps what was missing, what else you might have liked? And when looking forward to next year, if not set a resolution of something you should do straight away in January, I think it's more about over the whole year. So I can't believe I'm saying this live on the radio, but I am considering taking up running. And this is like a shock horror.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you live near Hazel, I would get you out with me running because I'm resurrecting my running training come the new year for my Great North Run. So good on you.
I can't even run to the end of the road at the moment.
Nor could I.
Any trainers. But and there's a Couch to 5K program that I'm going to do, which the NHS run. It's an app and it's kind of structure your running time. But I'm going to plan to do that sometime in March or April as my starting time.
Good.
So when you're looking at your year ahead, perhaps thinking of what you really want, what excites you, and when would be a good time to do it rather
That's
than
right.
January the 2nd straight out there, because there's no way I'm going to start running in winter.
You're so right. And I mean, we talked about that, didn't we, Hazel, when you were on at our first show of the year this year, that it is important for people to realise that, okay, we can get so carried away, can't we, with those New Year's resolutions, and bang, the bells go and everyone starts singing Auld Lang Syne. And then the next question you get, apart from, first of all, is wishing each other Happy New Year, is often people say, so what are you giving up? And you're like, hang on, I'm still in party mode.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm not giving up anything. What do I want more of?
Well, that's right. That's what I'm for. You know? I'm definitely. And that was one of the key things I was going to talk about today, was about that whole, this time of year can be great, can't it, for us to just literally, if we have that moment to pause and reflect. And it's not about, with mindfulness, as people know, we talk about mindfulness being about being appreciative of the present, rather than getting hung up in the past or hung up in the future concerns and worries. But actually, I also feel that, yes, the past is, you know, a time like this season of, you know, end of the year into the new year, is, it's just a good time to pause. If you can take that moment, if you've got some time off work, take a pause and reflect on, as you say, what were the highs? What was great? What went well this year? What actually worked out the way that, hope, you know, really you set the intention and it did happen that way, or actually it didn't actually set out based on your intention, but it actually was better, or although it went a different way and there were a few challenges and bumps along the way, the overall result was still great. So I think it's great to reflect, as you say, and then think about when would be reality check of a good time to start these new ideas, rather than January the 1st at 1 minute past midnight.
And I think it's kind of, because I'm with you, I don't tend to look back very often. As a coach, we don't focus on looking back other than to see if there's any learnings.
That's right.
And equally, my job is about helping people from where they are, get from where they are now to where they want to be. So we do look forwards, but it's about really what can you do now in the present as small steps. And something I want to add to that was that, I guess linked to mindfulness, is that wherever you're at right now, that is fine. It just is how it is. It
That's
doesn't
right.
need to have a positive or negative emotion attached. It just is.
That's it.
And that's fine. And it can be okay now.
Yeah.
So much more is possible.
That's
because
so right.
You're okay. You're not beating yourself up for anything. You might get on the scales and kind of take a quick intake of breath or shock. But it's like, oh, okay. Well, there's no point attaching an emotion. It is what it is.
That's right. It is, and that's a lovely phrase. A friend of mine, Jane Dunsby of Inspirational Changes, she again is another coach and works in London with a lot of career transition people. And that's a lovely phrase she uses a lot. You know, it is what it is. You know, whatever's here is here now. And we haven't, it's often our stresses, when we look at what our stresses can be, our triggers, it is often we can say, well, actually a lot of it is about me trying to control the situation, control the now. And actually, hey, it is what it is. It's arrived. You didn't really have any control over it arriving. So it's more about maybe you're, as I was going to highlight as well, about the whole reaction, isn't it, that we have to the situation we may find ourselves in. I mean, I know my experience at the moment, obviously, you know, finding myself in my bereavement side and losing mum. It's like, well, at the end of the day, it's not something I chose to happen, and I'm not something that I would probably want to shout from the rooftops that's the greatest thing ever. But at the same time, it is what it is. It's here. It's part of life. That's our journey. That's our path. And you deal with it as you do. And there's no right or wrong in that, as you say, not beating ourselves up over either because we think we've failed or we haven't achieved, and also that whole comparison thing, which I think you and I spoke about in the beginning of the year as well, that we can often do, which obviously then can hold us back, or it can spur us into those New Year's resolutions that really they're not our resolutions. We're doing it for somebody else.
Yeah, if there's a should attached, if there's a I should do this, or a feeling of contraction, it's not the right thing for you.
No.
You know,
absolutely.
Just not. So engage your feelings. And wherever you're at, just be okay with that. And it might be that you do have emotions going on with certain situations, as you mentioned, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
But it's about not beating yourself up if you haven't done something you feel you should have done, or your life isn't at where you want it to be, because it only be now.
Yeah.
So you can only go from here.
It is where it is now, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, Hazel, I wish you were here. I'd give you a big hug.
I was tempted to come and surprise you and like start waving out the window. And I thought, you know, I had a client this morning and I got a client after lunch, so I couldn't.
You're a good guy. It's good to hear you're still working out there as well, because I know some people, it's sort of like, oh, it's downtime now. We've all packed up because the schools are finished and everything. But no, this week people are still hard at it, aren't they?
This is an amazing week to do all those little bits and catching up. And some, if you have ideas for next year, like stuff for your business strategies or personal, it's like a lovely, like magical week to kind of gather those things.
It is, isn't it?
For me, it's tidying up my desk because it's covered in paper.
Oh.
But thank you for having me share with you.
Oh,
and
it's fantastic. Thank you for having me on the show. You for bearing with me on my technical issues there.
I
think it's Santa Ted, actually. I think it's DJ Santa Ted. I think he was interfering, and I'm going to have to put him in the naughty corner now. So Hazel, have a wonderful Christmas and all the best for New Year and for your new programs. Give a quick shout out for everyone. Just remind people of your website.
Yep, hazeladleycoaching.com, and that's ADDLEY.
Brilliant. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully I will see you in 2016 at some point. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Have a lovely Christmas, Angela.
Yes, you too, Hazel. Take care. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, fantastic to hear from Hazel Adley there. So yes, just to remind you, her top tips there for the Christmas holiday season is just remember, think about avoiding maybe thinking about those big, huge, stressing activities and thinking, right, I've got to start now, start running a marathon. Okay, it might be in your mind, but maybe let it settle, see how it feels in the body. Because obviously this time of year is a natural habitat for us to almost hibernate. The body needs to, like the bulbs do. They all, you know, everything goes underground. Everything needs to just rest and recuperate and rejuvenate before it bursts forth in the springtime. So that's why she also suggested, remember, think about maybe March is a great time to do those New Year resolutions, those new ideas, those new challenges. Maybe not January the 1st. Hot drinks, because again, the body doesn't have to convert. So it already has the warmth coming in and it can appreciate it. Lots of sleep, rest. Maybe it's meditation. With meditation, just sitting quietly, concentrating on our breath, how it comes in and how it goes out, no more, no less. That can actually rejuvenate and actually sort of cultivate that feeling of rest, even though you're not physically going to bed. Now, also, just to let you know, I have had the wonderful Miriam McGuirk. She's also posted on Twitter, and I've retweeted it for you all. One of her tips for the Christmas and holiday season and well-being is, again, very similar themes going here, is taking time out from the busyness, and that's the B-U-S-Y. N-E-S-S, the busyness. And as she says, and she's on my page of thinking, as keep it simple. So wonderful kisses out there of rest and drinking lots of water. So especially if you are having the alcohol consumption, then just bear in mind, can you also have the water to help the flow and the toxins and the wastage and help the body work efficiently? So enough talking. Let's have a bit of a rest. We might have some more phone calls. Who knows? Don't forget 01303 874998. Or you can tweet me at Cares Wins. Or you can also post a comment on Facebook, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. So let's have a bit of My Time of Life here, David Essex. Oh, I go weak at the knees. A Winter's Tale.
The nights are colder now. Maybe I should close the door. And anyway, the snow has covered all your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night. My memories are warm. But everybody knows it's hard to be alone at this time of year. It was only a winter. just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? A love that can never be, though it meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale. If you hear, I wonder if you're listening. I wonder where you are today. Good luck, I wish you well, for all that wishes may be worth. I hope that love and strength are with you for the length of your time on earth. Just another winter's tale. It was only a winter's tale, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a just another winter's tale.
Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Yes, and you're tuned in to the Who Cares Wins radio show here on a Monday, 21st of December. And it's me in the studio, yes, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, with my wonderful Santa Ted, who's being naughty and interfering, I'm sure, with the deck. But as you heard there, we were just on the phone there to Hazel Adley sharing her Christmas wellbeing tips. So thank you again very much, Hazel, for tuning in. Bless her. I think she was going to do a drive-by and annoy me. Not that she could ever annoy me. I would have loved to have seen you, Hazel, and given you a huge hug, a Christmas well-being hug. Now, just before we carry on, just to remind you, I am on Twitter, at CaresWins. I am also on the telephone here if you want to call me, 01303 874 998, if you want to share your Christmas well-being tips, whether it be for pet or for human, or just for household in general, or workplace. Don't forget, we're thinking about organisations and people that may even be working over the Christmas period. But one thing I was highlighting just before I got all confused with my buttons and the phone went, was something I shared on Twitter by Creating Ripples. That's their Twitter handle, is at Create the Ripple. I've just retweeted another one of their wonderful blessings for Christmas time. But the one they posted earlier this morning I saw, it's called Christmas is Forever. And I think that it's something we do get carried away with, as I was saying earlier about Christmas, and we can get all quite tied up with presents and this, and we've got to do that, and the turkey, and we've got to have people around, and we've got to go and see people, and got to write the Christmas cards. By the way, today is the last posting day, first class, for your Christmas cards. So if you haven't written them, scribble down, do it when the show finishes. But the picture said, Christmas is forever, not just for one day. For loving, sharing, giving are not to put away like bells and lights and tinsel in some box upon a shelf. The good you do for others is good you do your is good you do yourself. Norman Wesley Brooks, I think that is the name at the bottom there. And I just think, yeah, that's such a great thought of, we're going on about Christmas well-being and what to do specifically around Christmas or New Year, and think about New Year's resolutions or change and making change or resting and recuperating over the Christmas season. But also, don't forget, it doesn't just stop just because it's now the 26th of December, or just because it's now the 2nd of January, or even the 3rd of March. It carries on. And so we need to continue this theme of goodwill, this theme of giving throughout the year. It doesn't have to have an excuse. And I know I always bang on about the Valentine's Day. And people are buying red roses and, you know, making wonderful wishes to their loved ones. And actually, do you know what? You can do that every day of the year. What's stopping you? Why do we have to have that excuse for Christmas? But sometimes it can be an excuse because it makes time for us to stop. And that's one of the things I wanted to highlight here, was that as well as reflecting, and we highlighted a little bit that with Hazel, so I don't want to go back over that. Although do maybe dig out some of the photos. Maybe you've got your phone and you can just have a look through the photos that you've taken on your phone throughout the year. Look at Facebook if you do have a timeline, or even Twitter, and look at the things you've posted. Look at the photos or the video clips that you've actually shared. And normally you've probably shared them because they made somebody giggle, or it made you laugh and it made you giggle. And again, just notice the theme of things that you tend to share, the things that really sort of light up your soul and connect with you on that sort of deeper level of that real, it really gets into your heart. But it's also, this time of year is a great opportunity to plan to do things you enjoy. So as I mentioned, being mad and crazy and sitting outside having something lunch yesterday by the seaside. But don't forget, even going outdoors now, I know the sun isn't shining and you can't see it, but it is there, trust me. But it is getting out there, getting some vitamin D, so it's good for our bodies. But being offline, just switching off from being on the Facebooks and the Twitters and the social medias, and actually engaging with the other senses of sight and people and communication, and wishing people well, even though they're strangers. You're just wishing someone well, and may they have a good Christmas, or may they be well and happy. It may just make their day. It may just be, wow, somebody spoke to me. How amazing. And talking of amazing people, and talking of people that communicate and brighten our day, I wanted to give a big shout out for the wonderful, wonderful Gwen F. Grave, who is a huge fan of Channel Radio. Not only is she a fan, she's also a wonderful DJ. She's helped and co-DJed on a lot of shows on Channel Radio. And I believe, Gwen, if I'm not mistaken, I know you're listening in, that you are possibly on Jamie's Jazz Show this evening, if I'm not mistaken, which is at 5 p.m. here on channelradio.co.uk. But also, Gwen, she has tuned in to our show. She listens, she supports us. And I noticed on Facebook, she's giving us a wonderful wish. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. She's just beginning to get ready for the Channel Radio Christmas dinner this evening, which is here down at Hagland's Farm on the wonderful in Cape Bistro next door. So all the best for this evening. I unfortunately won't be there at the moment. I'm not quite into my social gatherings just yet, but I'll get there. But in the meantime, do have a wonderful show this evening, Gwen and Jamie and all other presenters. And of course, have a fabulous Christmas dinner as well at Katie's Bistro tonight. Now, coming back to this time of year, and coming back to often the word that's associated with this time of year is stress. And I often talk to people about stress and well-being with regards to whether it be mindfulness or whether it be to do with exercise. Stress always tends to come up. And even Hazel, who was on the phone earlier, talking to me about, you know, people thinking, right, I'm going to start running and I've never run in my life. Well, that can be quite a stressful activity on the body, let alone the mind. And so something I want you to think about is when you look at the season of Christmas, or thinking about getting the family together, or thinking about getting your food and your shopping done, it can all feel a bit overwhelming sometimes. Some people enjoy it. But the biggest thing for you to do, I would encourage you to think about, just stop and identify what actually is stressing you. What is the hot button? What's the trigger? Is it you want everything to be perfect? Is it that you want it to be, you know, total control by you as to how it all happens, and this structure and this plan? perhaps write down the thoughts of what actually is stressing you. What's causing this stress to arise in your body right now? Is it the frustration, the annoyance? Is it the fact that you can't get what you want? Is it that there's a long queue? What is it that actually is stressing you? And if you can write it down, it sometimes helps you, because if you can reflect on through the day, okay, my hot buttons have been pressed 3 or 4 times today. When I look back and look at that list, there's a common theme. Is it about control? Is it about your reaction? Is it about how you're thinking? Is it about the time that you're out? Because, oh, actually, yes, this time of day, everyone's now going to be in the shops. Although I think at the moment now the shops are just full on crowded all the time. So just accept it. But one thing I always encourage you to think about is, if you can't change it, and I think I've even seen this on people's top tips and Twitter feeds, that if you can't change it, then maybe change the way you react to it or the way that you're thinking about it. Because sometimes how we will just look at something from a different angle, we suddenly feel different. Our shoulders might drop. We might feel that we're able to breathe differently and deeper and better. And that just might be enough to help cultivate that rest and digest response, which is the relaxation response. And that could be enough. That's all the body needs, just to let go. And then, okay, review the situation and start again. So think about it, though. We often stress over things that we have total control, no control over. So it's actually beyond our physical orchestration of the event. We can't control what's happening. I can't control that person cutting me up on the motorway. I can't control that there's 6 people in the queue and somebody at the beginning of the queue hasn't got the right money and they're trying to dig down the bottom of their purse and find that odd 4 pence. And there may be a frustration here. Just give them a 20 quid note. Don't worry about the change. But if that's what they want to do and they want to relieve and give the person change, that's a good thing, isn't it? And actually, as an ex-person who worked in a shop, we love change. So we love people giving us the change rather than the £20 notes. But just think about this. My wonderful husband, the very wise man that he is and doesn't realise it all the time, he has a lovely phrase that he comes out with and says, when was the last time that you worried about something that actually got you? He says that it's never really the things that you worry about that actually get you in life. So often at this time of year, especially, we can have these worries, the concerns, the anxieties about getting Christmas, who's coming, who do we need to see, who's doing what, are you going there, are you coming to me, and who's seeing Aunt so-and-so and Uncle so-and-so. It can get very, as I said, overwhelming. And so just actually pause for a moment and think whether those worries are actually from last Christmas or the Christmas before. Are they the things that actually really got you? Or was it just actually your thinking and your reaction to this whole scenario that actually was creating the stress inside you? And actually, if it's just that you stand in the queue and find yourself waiting, again, I've talked about this before on not just Christmas time, but can I do something with that waiting? Can I choose to just drop into my body? How's it feeling right now? Maybe it's trying to give me some messages that I've got backache, got a headache, and maybe I need to just slow down, take time. And I think we can also get caught up with the whole family thing and actually trying to see everybody, trying to please everybody. And my biggest, I suppose, passion in life is to make sure that we don't avoid those that are nearest and dearest to you. Yes, having lost my mum, having lost my dad 7 years ago, it does put things into perspective. And I do, fortunately, have wonderful memories of time spent with my mum, which I chose to make happen. So I had those memories. But also with your loved ones, I know friends of mine who've lost children. And recently we saw, in fact, 2 days ago, unfortunately, a lad who was killed near where I live, run down by a car. And so there was their funeral going by and there was a whole hearse just full of flowers for the child. So it is a really sad occasion to lose a loved one. But also it makes you realize, and this time of year especially, is to just tune into, without the craziness of, right, I've got to go and see so-and-so, I've got to go and see them, we've got to make sure that they're okay, we've got to make sure. Are you overlooking those that are immediately under your nose? Husbands, wives, children, maybe even just a next door neighbour, that actually they would probably be so grateful for some sort of recognition that they are important to you in your life. And that as much as we have grandparents and great-grandparents and we have children and cousins and second cousins and third cousins, the worldwide domination of family, remember those nearest and dearest to you rather than just dragging them along and, oh, yes, yes, you know, this is my husband, this is my wife. But obviously we've got to make sure that we see Uncle Tom Cobley and all. And sometimes it can get lost that we go back to work and it's like, oh, hey, yes. And how was your husband or how was your wife or your partner? So just take time to think about those nearest and dearest. A couple of things I want to share that I've also found, which I thought was great regarding both this time of year and just generally. You've heard me talk about the Happiness Project and the Action for Happiness website, which is actionforhappiness.org. And they've got on there 10 keys to happier living, which, okay, it's not related per se to Christmas well-being, but I thought it was very appropriate just to remind you that it's out there and to go and check it out because they have some great posters and they've got a great acronym. It's Great Dream, and it stands for giving, relating, exercising, appreciating, trying out, and then direction, resilience, emotion, acceptance, and meaning. And I thought those first two there, giving and relating, very much Christmas season. And so giving, when we give, it actually does activate areas of our brain that are associated with pleasure, social connection, and trust. So just from the studies showing that people that give their money away apparently are happier than people that actually spend it on themselves. Now, I'm not saying give all your money away and live in a cardboard box, unless that's what you want to do. But I'm thinking about more of this whole area of gratitude, which I started at towards the beginning of the show. This area of gratitude and actually by giving your time or giving your smile or giving your full attention to somebody can be just as rewarding as going out and queuing up in that shop and trying to buy the most expensive or the best present ever because it was on such and such a program on the television or because it's the latest fad or it's the latest thing that's being advertised or you're being got at by your children to buy it. And I appreciate there is a lot of pressure from our wonderful children out there sometimes at this time of year. But it's also that whole gratitude log, that gratitude of just really appreciating. And I was looking at lots of Christmas songs today, and Do They Know It's Christmas, of course, came into my mind, and the Band-Aid song. And actually, yes, you're just reflecting on, do they know it's Christmas in places like Syria, Africa, and other countries that they're scraping together to get food and water and just to get through the next day to suffer with, you know, work with their suffering and their illness. And something else that my wise husband mentioned to me that he'd heard about, I think it was a film he'd been watching, and it was mentioning about, oh, that's a third world. No, that's a first world complaint or a first world moan. And it was to do with how we can moan that, oh, computer's not working. Oh, for example, when I couldn't get Hazel on the phone earlier, I could have got quite stressed and I could have got quite irate. I don't. I choose to just laugh it off because that's just how it is. But people can. We can get caught up in that sort of furore of, why doesn't it work? Why isn't my computer not zooming and booting up now and immediately? Why are things going wrong? Why are emails bouncing back? Why am I not getting through on the phone? Why am I having to hold? And actually, there are first world worries because there are lots and lots of people in this world who their stress and their worry is about not that their phone is working or that they're going to have their turkey and their six Brussels sprouts and that they're going to have, six presents under the tree and will everyone like them. It's also, for them, it's about where will I get my next drink of water? What will that water do to me? Will it be contaminated? Where will I get my next piece of food? Who will have prepared it? Will I have to go and find it and fight and kill to get it? How will I survive? How will I continue? So, yeah. I am really grateful for my house and my roof over my head. But just take that moment to think about what could I do just in my local community that could maybe really raise somebody's day and brighten somebody's day by just making them feel good. And that's that whole element of giving and giving for others and doing things for others. Maybe it's just offering to get their shopping, which brings me to that wonderful advert. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on general television, if you have a telly. And it's the Co-op, I think, the supermarket, where the lads decide they need ice for their party. And so the lad goes down and he's, you know, stereotypical. He's sliding down on the ice on the pavements and he's, enjoying the ice on the pavement and sliding along. But of course, there's a gentleman, a very elderly gentleman, coming out. He opens his front door, looks outside, sees it's icy, sees it's slippery, closes his front door, and obviously can't get out to the shops to get his food and what he needs. And you see the lad buying his ice, and then he does this sort of pause, and then he buys various bits and pieces, cheese and smoked salmon and things, puts it in a bag, and then he drops the bag and rings the doorbell and then carries on. But actually, what a great gift he'd done. And I just love that advert. It gives me a huge warm feeling inside that, yeah, why can't we do that? If we've got a spare few pennies, rather than just, oh, pop them in the pot, feel good about that, could we actually not physically maybe know somebody nearby, a neighbour, call on them, ask them, do they need anything? I'm going to the shops anyway. Do you want me to get you even just a tin of something? And no, I don't even expect the payment. I will give you that as my little gift because I can. And that's what you need to remember. It's what you can do, even if it's just smiling and wishing somebody well. And the other thing I loved was this relating and connecting with people. And again, this whole connection, maybe not always online. Think about it being offline as well. So connecting with people and also thinking about what matters most. And that comes back to my point earlier about those nearest and dearest to you. Now, something else I want to share before my time disappears, as always, I gabble along. But something else I came along, which actually was a link from the Mental Health Org website. There's a lot of to do with mental health, especially this time of year with depression. A lot of people struggle and it can be quite a sad and difficult time this time of year. So do have a look at mentalhealth.org.uk. UK. There's some great health hints and tips there if you are somebody that's lonely or suffering with depression. But one thing that's also on there, if you're able to, is a link to a website called giveasyoulive.com. And it's a great website about how you can do your shopping and compare prices amongst retailers. But also when you do buy through that website for your own shopping, for your Christmas parties or whatever, that they also will donate to charities. So by you choosing to buy through the website, you actually do benefit the charities as well. So take a look at that. It's giveasyoulive.com. Now, my time is almost at an end. So if I can just take a few moments to wish you all the very best for this season and for the new year for 2016. Thank you so much for your support, your kind comments with regards to my recent family bereavement, for supporting Jan and for all the wonderful guests that are coming on in 2016. We have got a huge list coming on. We are back live on the 11th of January with Clara Gibson, who's giving us an update on what she's up to. In the meantime, have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Take care, everyone.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star